The atmosphere, incredible. The excitement, unimaginable. The emotions, swinging with every bump, set, and spike.
And it'll be Katie Plotkin to do it. 15-14 Vikings. The serve across to Young. Above the net. Shout. Picked up. Saved by Northwest. They play on. Davidson sets to the outside. Here's the attack. Blocked! The Northwest is your state champ!
Nebraska State Volleyball Tournament action is on the air.
St. Cecilia right side attack. Dumped out of good by Carly Wright. And St. Cecilia will take game number two.
Let's take you live to Grand Island for the call of today's game.
And good morning from Grand Island Central Catholic High School. It is the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament here on The Breeze 94.5 and on KLIQFM.com, plus streaming to our free smartphone app. Good to have you along here for this opening round match between the Lady Hornets of Giltner, 28-2 on the year, and Layton with a record of 30-2 in this great matchup here this morning in the opening round, featuring the number two seed, the Lady Hornets of Giltner, and Layton Warriors at 30-2. Welcome to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more about this contest between Giltner and Layton here on The Breeze 94.5.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audrea and the entire Giltner volleyball team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze 94.5.
And we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show from Grand Island Central Catholic High School. It is the opening round match in Class D2 between the number two seed, the Lady Hornets of Giltner, 28-2 on the year, and the Layton Lady Warriors, 30-2. They are the number seven seed. Still to come here at Grand Island Central Catholic in the 11 o'clock game, it'll be the sixth seed, Sterling, taking on the Lady Raiders of Meade, the number three seed. And then in the night session over at Grand Island Northwest will be the other half of the Class D2 bracket that will feature top seed and undefeated Bertrand, 31-0, against the eighth seed, the Wallace Lady Wildcats, 16-7 on the year. You can hear that match later on Platte River radio station Classic Hits 98.9. And then at 8:30 tonight, the matchup between the number four and five seeds, Fall City Sacred Heart and Stewart, respectively. So that is the opening round matches. The winner of this will take on the Sterling Meade winner tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High. And, of course, if Giltner's there, you can hear it on the Breeze 94.5. Let's take a look at some of the players that are going to be involved in this matchup here today for Giltner and Layton. And take a look at Giltner, of course. They're led this year offensively and defensively by Danny Most, 5'9" senior. 436 kills offensively going into this match here this morning in Grand Island. 47 blocks, those are the team leads for both the offense and defense. And then setting her up is Jacqueline Happel, 939 set assists on the year. And the defensive specialist is Darby Hendricks, 356 digs, and then also she's been able to serve up a team-leading 49 ace serves this season. So those are the key players for Giltner. When Layton has the offensive end, really they're a little more spread out as far as their offense. Kelsey Waite is their leading hitter with 220 kills on the year. The leading setter is Katie Ernest at 621 set assists. 64 blocks, though, for Kelsey Waite. So she is far and above, along with Nedra Waite, the defensive specialist for the Lady Warriors, as the other Waite, Nedra Waite, has 61 on the year. Also, when it comes to the defensive end, leading the way for Layton here today will be really probably Cassandra Harris with the 273 digs. Again, though, that's another statistic that is spread out pretty good as far as Layton goes. So it would be Layton 30-2 on the year, Giltner 28-2. Giltner's only losses on the season, a straight set, two-set loss to Blue Hill, and then in the district championship last week in straight sets to number one seed Bertrand in three straight sets again. And, of course, Giltner here on the wild card plan, and they are the number two seed in this tournament. Layton, their two losses on the season, only one loss to a team from Nebraska. That was a five-set duel with Paxton. They lost to the Lady Tigers in that one. Their only other loss was a three-set match to Pine Bluffs, Wyoming. That was the best two out of three, so they did take a set from Pine Bluffs just on the other side of the border in Wyoming, and but Pine Bluffs able to get two sets from them. So let's take a look at the starting lineups here for this matchup. The visitors here this morning will be the Giltner Lady Hornets. They are on the bottom side of the bracket, so they are the visitors. It'll be Darby Hendricks, a 5'9" senior. She is a left hitter. Shelby Hendricks, 5'6" junior, right side hitter. Augusta Rhodes, a 5'6" senior. She is a left hitter. Jacqueline Happel, a 5'8" junior. She is a setter. Danny Most, 5'9" senior. She is the middle hitter. Now, it's going to depend on the sixth starter will depend on who is receiving and who is serving. If it is received, the starter will be Kelby Lyon. She is a middle hitter, 5'10" junior. If Giltner starts out with the serve, it'll be Madison Ummel. She is a 5'5" junior defensive specialist. So that is your starters. It'll be Darby Hendricks, Shelby Hendricks, Augusta Rhodes, Jacqueline Happold, and Danny Most, and then either Madison Ummel or Kelby Lyon. The head coach for the Lady Hornets of Giltner is Kurt Holt. He is assisted by Christy Vaught. So let's take a look now at the Lady Warriors of Layton. They are the home team in this match this morning, and they'll go this way. The head coach is Jody Craig. The assistant coach is Hannah Geller. And the starting lineup includes Kelsey Waite, 5'11" senior middle hitter. Shayla Jenkins, a 5'8" junior outside hitter. Deidre Waite, 5'11" sophomore. She is a middle hitter. Caitlin Berner, she is a right side hitter, 5'8" tall and a junior. Cassandra Harris, an outside hitter, 5'7" and a senior. And Katie Ernest is the setter. She's a senior, 5'9" tall. Layton does go with the libero, and that will be Carly Rushman. She is a 5'5" senior. So once again, for Layton, they'll start this way. It'll be Kelsey Waite, Shayla Jenkins, Deidre Waite, Caitlin Berner, Cassandra Harris, and Katie Ernest, and the libero will be Carly Rushman. So that is a look at the starting lineups for both Giltner and Layton. And that is going to conclude the New Tech Seed pregame show from Grand Island Central Catholic High School. It is the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament here on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQ-FM, Hastings. And we'll come back with the first serve of this opening round match between Layton and Giltner coming up next here on the Breeze.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Gildner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come. Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports.
We're the centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. With a you get more superstore.
The Gildner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Gildner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Gildner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Gildner area. Go Hornets!
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Gildner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
With studio engineer Brad Beam, I'm Larry Kottner, courtside at Grand Island Central Catholic. It is the Class D2 opening round match from the state volleyball tournament. The Lady Hornets of Gildner and the Lady Warriors of Layton. Gildner will go left to right as you visualize this opening set. Right to left will go Layton. Layton in their maroon uniforms, the black shorts, the black and white trim, and Gildner in the black uniforms, the black shorts, the orange and white trim. And it will be Layton to serve. Opening up, it'll be Cassandra Harris to start things off. So it will mean that Kelby Lyon will be a starter for Gildner on the defensive end. And we're just about ready to get things started from the 2013 State High School Volleyball Tournament. Good to have you along here this morning on the Breeze and on the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com. Plus, again, streaming to our free smartphone app. Harris ready to serve as the fans are into it. Bigger crowd for Gildner here on the near side, and the dig off the pass. It's quickly hit by Kelby Lyon for a kill off the right side. Kelby Lyon will get the point after the set from Hopple. And it's 1-0 Gildner. To the service line will be Madison Ummel. Ummel from the right side. Left-hander sends it across. Dug out on the back row. No, it's an ace off the touch of Caitlin Berner. And it's quickly 2-0 Lady Hornets of Gildner. Best 3 sets out of 5 in this match. The winner advances to the semifinals tomorrow. The loser goes home. Nice serve by Ummel. Dug out on the back row. Bump set. On the attack from the left side, that is Jenkins. Dug out on the Gildner side. The attack now put down by Danny Most. Left to right on the crisscross, she puts it home. And Gildner out to a quick 3-0 lead here in set number one. Ummel to serve. It's a good one to the back row. Dug out. Set up in the middle. On the attack, that is Waite. Knocked back. Dug out once again by Cassandra Harris and then hit long by Shayla Jenkins, and it's another point for Gildner, and they are out quickly here to a 4-0 lead in set number one. Ummel to serve. Just across the net, dug out by Rushman, the libero. Bump set by Harris, knocked over by Jenkins on the free ball. Now on the offensive end, it's hit across by Darby Hendricks. Gildner on the attack again, Hendricks with the dink. Kept alive there on the other side by Ernest. And then the first point for Layton off that dink by Ernest. It's 4-1 in favor of Gildner. Katie Ernest with the service. almost looked at it for a second and then brought her hands down quickly, and it is long for a service error. 5-1 the score. Geltner on top. Darby Hendricks with the service. Sent back on the free ball by Rushman. Dug by Hendricks. Now on the attack. Yep, the touch on the front net. The kill will go for Augusta Rhodes off the left side as she hammers it home for a 6-1 lead for Geltner. Hendricks now with the service from the left side into the net. Service error. And the point for the Lady Warriors of Layton. 6-2 your score as Kelsey Waite will serve for the Lady Warriors. Jump serve. And it's a nice one. Dug out on the back row by Most. They'll set it up for Most and a dink. And a point as Layton was in the net. Would not have mattered as it was going to be a point off the dink anyway for Danny Most. So Geltner jumps out to a 7-2 lead. Sarah Most will check in now to serve for the Lady Hornets. Dug out on the back row by Waite. On the attack, too strong from the left side. Cassandra Harris, no touch along the net. That one sailed on Harris long, and it's 8-2 Geltner here in set number one. Sarah Most, nice service. Dug out on the back row by Waite. They'll set it up for the left-hand kill, and it is down for Layton Caitlin Berner as the junior slams it home with the left hand. 8-3 the score. Jenkins will go back to the service line for the Lady Warriors, waiting for a volleyball. And now she's ready to go. Right-handed service to the back row, dug out by Sarah Most. Set up by Happel for Danny Most. Set back and on the block, it was Kelsey Waite along with Cassandra Harris off the touch of Most. It goes out of bounds, and it's 8-4 as Layton will get the point. Shayla Jenkins, 5'8 junior, sends it across. Dug on the back row. Set up by Happel for Danny Most, and she'll get the kill from the middle, crossing it to the left side. She puts it inside the line. 9-4 the score as Danny Most gets another kill. And she'll step back to the service line for the Lady Hornets. Most from the right side floats it to the back row. Dug there by Waite. They'll set it up now for Harris. Harris with the kill off the front row touch of Jacqueline Happold and Kelby Lyon. So Cassandra Harris gets the kill, and it's 9-5 Geltner here in set number one. Caitlin Berner with the service. Left-hander sends it across. Dug by Sarah Most. Happel will set it up for Hendricks. Tips at the net and goes beyond the line, but since it was touched at the net, it will be a kill for Darby Hendricks. And the point will go to Geltner. They lead it 10-5 here in set number one. Class D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament here on the Breeze, 94.5. Sarah Most floats it to the back row. Dug out there. Gets alive by Berner and now pushed across by Harris, dug by Sarah Most. Hendricks will send it across. On the floater, it'll go too long. Tried to just do the standing spike routine from the left side, but floated it too long beyond the inline. And the point for Layton. They trail 10-6. Geltner up by 4. They've led the entire set so far. Jenkins with the jump serve. On the spike, it is Hendricks, but it is blocked out of bounds. Hendricks put so much on it, it ricocheted off of Katie Ernst. Katie Ernst knocking it clear beyond the end line, and it's 11-6. Happel will serve for Geltner to the back row. Dug out there. The setup for the kill attempt by Harris. Blocked back. Kept alive, no, by Ernst. Sent over. Dug out by Danny Most. They'll send up in the middle for Lyon. Lyon will get the kill off the back row touch of Caitlin Berner. And it's 12-6. Geltner has doubled up the score here in set number one. Jacqueline Hoppel will serve from the left side. Floats it across. That's very tough to handle. Jenkins, now it's sent across by Ernest. Now Hendricks on the crisscross. Left to right is long on the attack. The point will go to Layton. 12-7 the score. Geltner on top. We are in set number one here in this D2 opening round match. Harris with the service for Layton, dug out by Danny Most. Happel will get it over to Hendricks, who sends it across. On the attack, the kill will go down for Kelsey Waite after the set by Whitney Goman, who's checked in the lineup. It's 12-8. It'll be Cassandra Harris. Actually, it was Harris with that set. Harris with the service. Apple will set it up for Hendricks, and she puts it down hard. Darby Hendricks in the middle, and a nice set by Happel to get her into position for that kill. 13-8 the score. Giltner on top. We are in set number one. Hummel back in to serve. Dug on the back row by Rushman. Almost an overpass, saved nicely by Ernest. Sent over on a free ball, and then hit back quickly by Most and blocked by Kelsey Waite for a tough block and a point for Layton. 13-9 the score. Back to the service line will go Katie Ernest, 5'9" senior, a little taller than a lot of setters that you see. She'll go with the jump serve. Dug out on the back row by Hummel. Pushed to the front row. Dinked across by Hendricks. Kept alive on that end. Now free ball sent across by Ernest. Free ball return by Happel. Layton on the attack. And the left-hand kill attempt dug out that time. It was by Berner. Dug on the back row, now on the return by Harris. Most blocks Waite's attack. Sent back, and then off the left side, it is Shayla Jenkins with the kill, and Layton gets the point, trailing now 13-10. Service for Ernest into the net for Layton. Service error, and the point will go to Giltner as they lead it here 14-10. Darby Hendricks to the back row. Dug out. Ernest will set it up for Jenkins into the net. Could not get it to go as she went up high and then brought it down into the net. 15-10. Giltner leads here in set one. Hendricks with a good serve. Touched the net. Went on over. Dug by Rushman. Pass over to the left side. The kill attempt by Berner is dug out by Hendricks. Over to the other side. Rose. Blocked back. Kept alive by Hendricks. And now sent over on the free ball by Happel. Good defensive play by Giltner. The set in the middle, and the kill is good. Kelsey Waite off the set from Harris. Slams it down, and it's 15-11. Well, Giltner jumped down to the early 4-0 lead here in this set, and they've been able to maintain that lead from the set so far. On the offensive end, it's Most with the attack. Dug out by Harris, set over on a free ball. Now setting it up is Shelby Hendricks. He's in there. Dug out by Berner. Now Berner, after the pass, sends it across. Dug by Hummel. Sent across quickly by Rhodes. On the attack, the joust is won by Shelby Hendricks over Shayla Jenkins. And Giltner will get the point. They lead it 16-11. Sarah Most will check in to serve. Off the right side. Traditional service placement. Nice one across. Dug out and then sent across with the left hand that time by Deidre Waite. On the attack, Rhodes into the net. Was not blocked at the net. It hit the top of the net, came back. Four hits called on Giltner. 16-12. Giltner with the lead. Service by Layton. Jenkins will float it across. Dug by Hendricks. They'll set it up for Most. Danny Most. Crisscross right to left. Puts it home. 17-12. Giltner maintains that five-point advantage. Been going back and forth between 4 and 5 here in this set after they established the early lead. Most floats it to the back row, dug out by Jenkins. The pass from Ernest over to Harris, and Harris will dink it across the defense into the donut hole and get the point. So it's 17-13. Layton will serve. It'll be Caitlin Berner. Left-hander from the right side to the back row, and it's an ace off the touch of Darby Hendricks. And this is as close as Layton has been for quite a while at 3 points. 17-14, Giltner. Lady Warriors will serve. Service into the net, hit the bottom of the net from Berner, just a miss hit. On the service error, it's 18-14. It'll be Augusta Rhodes to do the honors. Sends it across. Ernest sets it up for Harris. It's the top of the net. Boy, they're going to call it a block. Then sent over by Ernest. Now Hendricks on the attack. Hits the top of the net, and that kept it from going out of bounds on the crisscross attack as it hits just inside the right line for the point. Giltner back up to a five-point advantage at 19-14. We're in set number one in this best three out of five match. Augusta Rhodes with the service, dug by Jenkins on the back row. Ernest sets it over for Harris, and she's too strong on the attack beyond the end line. It's another point for Giltner. They're up by six, 20-14. Timeout, Layton. 20-14 in set number one. Giltner with the lead. We'll take a 30-second break and come back after this on The Breeze 94.5.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good to have you along here on The Breeze, 94.5. Larry Kottner with you from Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Opening round match of the Class D2 Girls State High School Volleyball Tournament. Giltner leading Layton 20-14 in set number one. Augusta Rhodes doing the honors from the service line for Giltner. Sends it across to the back row. Jenkins, it's kept alive by Waite and then sent across. Nicely by Jenkins on the front row. Punched across by Ernest. Pushed back by Hendricks. Dug there by Jenkins in the middle. She'll send it across for the kill. Actually, that is Deidre Waite who gets the kill in the center. And she'll put it down to end the Giltner run. It's 20-15 Giltner. Waite will go back to the service line. She'll go to the jump serve. Floats to the back row. It's dug there by Happel. Now it'll be Hendricks on the floater across, dug by Waite. Hit across by Harris and sent quickly back by Lyon. Now back on the Giltner side. Lyon will attack from center court. And on the crisscross attack to the right side, she gets it to go for the kill. And Giltner on top, 21-15. Jacqueline Hoppel will serve from the left side. Dug out on the back row by Berner. Punched up by Kelsey Waite. Sent over on the free ball by Jenkins. Hoppel will set it up now for Hendricks, and she'll put it down just inside the back line for the point. The kill for Darby Hendricks, and it's 22-15. Jacqueline Happel will go back to the service line. Giltner 3 points away from winning set number one. Floats it across the back row. Dug out there by Deidre Waite. Now pushed across by Harris. Dug by Shelby Hendricks. Punched up now by Hoppel. Now hit across by Hendricks. Dug by Harris. Back on the Giltner side. Dug out by Danny Most. They'll go to Hendricks for the kill. Through the double defense on the left side. She gets it to go and drives it right through that double D. And it's 23-15. Again, Layton with a timeout. Giltner up by eight. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 94.5 The Breeze.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner on top, 23-15, trying to close out set number one here in the D2 State Volleyball Tournament. The 11 o'clock match here at Grand Island Central Catholic will feature Meade, the 3 seed, and Sterling, the 6 seed. Winner of this match plays the winner of that one tomorrow afternoon at 2 at Grand Island Senior High. Poppel will serve, sends it to the back row, dug there by Waite. Ernest sets it up for Kelsey Waite, who puts it into the net. It is set point for the Lady Hornets of Giltner. Jacqueline Hoppel from the left side. You can hear the Giltner fans right down in front of us. Floats it to the back row. Dug there by Jenkins. Pass to the front row. Sent over by Harris. Dug by Rhodes. Happold will set it up for Hendricks, and she'll drive it through the D for the winner. Giltner takes set number one over Layton, 25-15. They close it out on a 5-0 run. We'll come back, get you ready for set number two from Grand Island Central Catholic. After this timeout, you're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audrea and the entire Giltner volleyball team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead. They finished strong with five straight points to win set number one over Layton, 25-15. So the number two seed up one set to none. It'll be Giltner to serve to start the second set. It'll be Madison Ummel to start things off. Layton will come in with their libero. That's Carly Rushman. Right to left here in set number two goes Giltner. Ummel to the back row with an ace to start things off the touch of Jenkins. Well, that was one Jenkins either had to grab or just let go, and it was going to be very close to the back line. She chose at the last second to try to go for it, and it skimmed off her arms for the ace. 1-0 Giltner. Ummel just over the net. Returned nicely by Berner. Happel will set it up for Danny Most. And a little miscommunication off the touch. Harris and Jenkins both looked at it but couldn't come up with it. And it's a kill for Danny Most, 2-0 in favor of Giltner. Coming in for the first time now, Danny McKay, 5'7" junior for the Layton Lady Warriors. Ummel to serve. It's a nice one to the back row. They have done a good job serving so far in this match. Harris driving it through the defense. Kept alive after the touch by Most, by Rhodes. Now on the other end, it is Kelsey Wade with the drive, but it's sent back by Most. Layton on the attack. Harris, she'll get it going. Nice defensive save by Ummel. And the free ball by Most. Layton on the attack now. Harris again. Blocked back. It's going to be good for a stop block. Great defensive play by Madison Ummel to keep that one alive. Then Harris on the attack was blocked, stuffed by Danny Most, and it's 3-0 Giltner. Ummel will serve. That was a tremendous diving save she made in the out-of-bounds area. On the overpass, a strong hit by Hendricks, dug out by Rushman. Pushed across by Waite, dug out by Hendricks. Now Danny Most on the attack, kept alive, and put over on the free ball by Rushman. That was a good defensive set there for Layton, but it didn't matter as quickly on the offensive end goes Giltner as Shelby Hendricks sets up Darby Hendricks for the kill, and just like they did in set number one, Giltner up to a 4-0 lead to start this set. Hummel will send it long, and so service error will give Leighton their first point. It is 4-1 here in set number two. Again, Giltner won set number one, 25-15. By the way, at Grand Island Senior High, Grand Island Northwest beat Beatrice in Class B in the opening set, 25-17. Sent across by Harris. On the attack, it is Most. It hit the net, popped out of bounds, so the point will go to Leighton. By the way, that Grand Island Northwest match over on Classic Hits 98.9, Doug Duda on hand at the Grand Island Senior High for that match. Harris will send it across, dug out by Hummel, set up by Hoppel. Now the strong attack by Hendricks, and Leighton was able to defend it late, but then they really couldn't do much with it. Berner's free ball ended up in the net, and the point will go to Giltner at 5-2. Darby Hendricks will serve from the left side. Dug out by Harris. Ernest sets it up for Jenkins, falling away. It's dug on the back row by Hendricks. The attack by Most. Touched there by Berner, kept alive by Harris. Sent over on the free ball by Ernest. Shelby Hendricks now will get it to Hoppel for Danny Most, and she is stuff blocked by Kelsey Waite. So the point will go to Leighton, and they have drawn within two at 5-3. Leighton is not led in this match yet. Ernest with the service off the fingers of Most, kept alive by Hendricks and sent over by Most on the free ball. Ernest sets it up on a short one by Kelsey Waite, and then in the net is going to be called against Giltner. So Leighton is drawn within one here in set number two at 5-4. It'll be Katie Ernest to serve for the Lady Warriors. From the left side, crisscross attack there on that service by Ernest and dug by Hendricks. The attack on the front row by Most goes into the net, and Leighton has tied it up at 5-5. They have bounced back with 4 straight and an opportunity to take their first lead of the match. Nice service by Ernest, dug out by Most. On the attack, it's Rhodes, and she'll get the kill off the front row touch of Kelsey Waite. So Giltner remains in the lead at 6-5. Sarah Most will come in and serve. From the right side, sends it across, dug on the back row by Harris. They'll set it up for Kelsey Waite, and she'll drive it through for the kill. Off that right side, it is a 6-6 match. I think they gave the point to Giltner. Well, they are going to say the point goes to Giltner. Evidently, Leighton was in the net. Leighton was in the net, so the point will go to Giltner. They lead it 7-5. Did not catch it right away because of all the crowd noise here. So the point will go to the Lady Hornets. They lead it 7-5 here in set number two. Coach Craig wanting to know what's all going on. It'll be Sarah Most to serve from the right side. Floats it to the back row. It's an ace off the touch of Carly Rushman. So Sarah Most gets the ace, and it's 8-5. Giltner extending their lead back to 3. They lead 1-0 here in this opening round of the Class D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament. Most sends it across, dug out by Harris. Ernest in the middle, pushed across by Jenkins. Dug there by Happel. Set up by Most for Rhodes. On the overpass, there's Most. And Most again, a second time after she had the overpass kill attempt. The first time it was immediately set by Harris, but another overpass, and Danny Most slams it home for the point, and it's 9-5 Giltner. Sarah Most with the service, dug by Harris. Ernest back set for Kelsey Waite on the attack. Dug there by Hummel. Set across that time by Hoppel. Kept alive by Waite, and now the kill attempt on the other side from Most. Falling off bounds, falling out of bounds, trying to send it across to Shayla Jenkins. Off balance, she sends it behind the antenna, and the point goes to Giltner. 5 in a row now for the Lady Hornets. They lead it 10-5. Sarah Most into the net. Service error. And the score is 10-6. Score update from Class C2 at Grand Island Northwest. We'll give that to you here after this play. Jump serve by Kelsey Waite on the attack on the return. Danny Most stuffed by Deidre Waite and also Shayla Jenkins, 10-7. Lutheran High Northeast beat Hastings St. Cecilia in set number one, 26-24 over in C2. Service dug by Ummel. Off the left side, Rhodes sends it on a crisscross attack. Ernest sets it up. The attack into the net by Shayla Jenkins. And the point will go to Giltner. They lead it 11-7. So back to the net, or back to the service line, excuse me, for Giltner, Danny Most. The top of the net, it goes on over. Harris will get the dig. Tipped across by Happold. Touched there by Jenkins. Then the back row attack by Harris. Dug by Hendricks. They'll push it over for Rhodes on the attack, and that's going to be four hits. That hit the top of the net and bounced back. So the point will go to Layton. They trail by three, 11-8. Giltner also up 1-0 in sets. Shayla Jenkins, the service to the back row. It's dug there by Sarah Most. Happold will set it up for Kelby Lyon, and she'll put it home. From the left side, Kelby Lyon on the attack. Gets the kill. 12-8 your score in favor of Giltner. They have never trailed in this match. They won the first set 25-15. Sarah Most with the service. Dug out by Berner. Bumps set over to the left side for Harris. Quickly sent back by Happold. Now Layton on the attack from the back row. Ernest sends it across. Dug out by Most. Overpass onto the other side. Sent back quickly and kept alive by Sarah Most. But Danny Most could not get to it, and the point is going to go off the return kill by Deidre Waite. 12-9 the score. Berner will serve from the left side, the left-hander down the line, and that one hooked on her, went out of bounds. The point will go to Giltner. They lead 13-9. Shelby Hendricks back in. Sarah Most is going to sit down. Hopple will serve from the back line, left side this time. Floats it to the back row, dug by Jenkins. Ernest sets it up for Harris down the line, but she is out of bounds on the attack. So another point for Giltner. They lead 14-9 here in set number two. Hopple once again from the left side. Giltner has done a good job from the service line, and that's another good one there, dug out by Waite. That is Kelsey Waite. Deidre Waite now on the joust with Lyon. Sent back quickly by Rhodes, and they're going to call a double hit on Giltner, so the point will go to Layton. It is 14-10. Service, a jump serve by Deidre Waite. Back row taken there by Shelby Hendricks. On the attack is Darby Hendricks. She'll get it to go from the middle off the back row touch of Deidre Waite. 15-10 the score. Giltner on top here in set number two. Madison Ummel floats it to the back row, dug by Jenkins. Quick second hit, would not go over the net, hit the top of the net for Katie Ernest and came back on the Layton side. Another point for Giltner. They lead it 16-10. Down the line. It's an ace for Ummel. She'd been hitting it to the center and to the right side, and then she put it right down the left line that time. Timeout Layton. We're in set number two. Giltner up one set to none. They lead set two, 17-10. Back in 30 seconds on the break.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
17-10 is the score here in set number two. Giltner on top. Again, they have not trailed in this match. They won the first set over Layton 25-15 and have a 7-point advantage here. They are currently on a three service run. Madison Ummel sends it to the back row, and it's another ace. Two in a row. That one off the touch of Jenkins on the back row. Jenkins is going to come out. As coming back in will be Danny McKay for the Lady Warriors. 18-10, the score. Giltner on top, trying to advance to tomorrow's semifinals. Ummel floats it to the back row. Dug there by McKay. Back set by Ernest. The attack by Harris is sent back immediately by Danny Most for a stuff block. Not the loud stuff blocks that you normally hear, but she was right there to send it home, and it's 19-10. Ummel to serve. Floats it to the back row, dug by Rushman, pass to the front row. Ernest over to the left side, the attack by Kelsey Wake. Now quickly the other way, Hopple will get it over to Danny Most, and she'll slam it down from center court. 20-10. Six in a row now for the Lady Hornets. Ummel to serve again. Sends it to the back row. Footed up by McKay. They'll set it up off the left side for the kill, and Kelsey Wake will get it to go. And that ends that 6-0 run for Giltner. It's 20-11. Cassandra Harris will go back to the service line. McKay's going to come back out as Shayla Jenkins returns for Layton. Harris from the traditional right side floats it across. Back row dig by Rhodes. The pass for Danny Most floats it to the back row, dug by Rushman. Punched up by Ernest. The left to right kill attempt by Jenkins. The overpass back to Jenkins, and then her attack will go out of bounds. So the point will go to Giltner. 21-11. Darby Hendricks will serve for the Lady Hornets from the left side. It's an ace. Well, that thing just rocketed over the top of the net and then took a nosedive right in front of the libero, Carly Rushman, 22-11. Hendricks again. And that one did not have the height of the previous one. It goes into the net. Service error, point Layton, 22-12 is the score. Ernest will serve for Layton from the right side. Jump serve goes into the net. And Giltner just 2 points away from winning set number two and going up 2-0. Shelby Hendricks will come out as Sarah Most will come in to serve. From the right side, it's a good one. Spinning and twisting. Harris will dig it. Bumped up by Ernest. Sent over by Harris on the free ball. Most with the dig. They'll set it up for Danny Most on the slide down the line. Oh, they're going to call it out. It was right in front of the line judge, so she had a much better angle than I did from way over here. And the point will go for Layton, 23-13. Jump serve by Kelsey Waite. Hits the top of the net and comes back. And so it is a point for Giltner. It is set point with the Lady Hornets leading 24-13. Danny Most will do the honors for the Lady Hornets to the back row. It is an ace off the touch of Harris. And Giltner wins set number two, 25-13. They have now won set one, 25-15, and set number two, 25-13, and leads 2-0. We'll come back after this on The Breeze, 94.5.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop. Gives you more shopping center around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore, Outlet Superstore.
in Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audrea and the entire Giltner volleyball team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Grand Island Central Catholic High School, we get you ready for set number three. Giltner trying to get the sweep of Layton after winning first two sets, 25-15, 25-13. Layton will once again be in the right court as they were in set number one. Giltner in the left court. Going left to right, it'll be Cassandra Harris to serve things, to start things off in set three. Layton still has not led in this match. Not 1 point. They've tied it at 5-5 in that last set, and that was the only time that they were even even. Hendrick sent it across. Now on the attack, it'll be Kelsey Waite, and there is Layton's first lead of the morning as they get the first point of set number three, 1-0 off the kill by Kelsey Waite. Service by Harris. Floats it to the back row. Dug out there by Rhodes. Hoffel will set it up for Darby Hendricks. And Darby puts it down onto the back row for the kill, and we're tied at one apiece. Over at the Heartland Events Center, Grand Island has lost the first two sets to Millard West, 25-10, 25-16. Grand Island the eighth seed. Millard West the top seed in Class A. Hummel service into the net. Service error. And Layton leads it 2-1. To the service line will go Katie Ernest. Ernest from the right side floats it to the back row, dug by Hummel. Almost an overpass it is, as Happel, who is trying to handle it. Ooh, they're going to call Layton into the net. There was Happel clearly had her foot over the line underneath on the overpass. And they're going to call that against Layton, though. They were in the net as well. The attack by Jenkins is saved nicely by Hummel near the line. And then Darby Hendricks, she laps it off. She had a miss hit trying to push it across. It just went right through her fingers. And she looks over to the coach and laughs that one off. That was just a simple miss hit. And Layton leads 3-2. Jump serve is a good one by Kelsey Waite. They'll set it up for Danny Most, and she'll slam it home off the touch of Deidre Waite. And we're tied at three here in set number three. Sarah Most will come in to serve for the Lady Hornets. She'll serve from the right side. Floats it to the back row. Dug there by Kelsey Waite. Kept alive by Ernest. Sent over by Jenkins. And Jenkins on the floater gets it into the donut hole and gets the kill. And Layton maintains a one-point advantage here at 4-3. Giltner wins this set. They win the match. They won the first two sets easily, 25-15, 25-13. Jenkins served, dug by Hendricks. They set it up for Danny Most. Her attack is too strong. Beyond the end line, the point will go to Layton, and they have their biggest lead of the match at 2 at 5-3. Jenkins from the right side to the back row, dug there by Hendricks. Hoppel will set it up for Rhodes. She is stuff blocked, but taken back by Hendricks. And then Rhodes down the line, hits the top of the net, and on the crisscross attack, she gets the floater to fall down. for the kill, and it's 5-4. Danny Most will serve for the Lady Hornets. Most with the service. It's to the back row on a rocket trajectory that time. Sent over by Berner on the return. They'll set it up. Will Giltner for Lyon. Dug on the back row nicely by Jenkins. Pushed over by Harris. Punched up by Rhodes. Hopple will set it up for Rhodes. Rhodes on the attack. On the back row, it's set back on an overpass. But Kelby Lyon is there to put it home for the kill and ties the set up at 5 apiece. Danny Most to serve again. From the right side to the back row, dug by Jenkins. Hendricks, or that's Berner, on the free ball. Hopple, they'll set it up for Lyon, and Lyon again will drive it through the double D. Off the touch of Deidre Waite, the point will go to Giltner, and it's 6-5 in favor of the Lady Hornets. Most to the back row. Dug by Jenkins. Punched up by Berner. Sent over by Harris. The floater dug out by Rhodes. She'll get it back off the pass from Hopple, and she'll get the kill to go. Augusta Rhodes off the left side. Puts it down. And Giltner now with four in a row. They lead it 7-5 here in set number three. Hoping to close things out on a sweep. Most with the driving serve. Dug out by Jenkins. Kept alive by Waite. Sent over by Deidre Waite. Hendricks will get the dig. Pushed over on the dink by Rhodes. Dug out on the back row by Ernest. The attack by Deidre Waite. Dug out by Most. That's Sarah Most. Then sent over by Hopple. Now Berner with a strong left-handed kill off the right side. Her crisscross attack will go for Layton. And it's 7-6. Berner's going to come out. Whitney Goldman, 5'5 senior, going to check back in. And she'll serve center court for the Lady Warriors of Layton. Spins it across. Dug out by Hendricks. They'll set it up for Lyon. Her driving spike is dug out by Waite. Kelsey Waite on the back row. Waite got the pass back to her, and her attack was a miss hit. And the point will go to Giltner. They lead it 8-6. Rhodes with the service. And that one floats over the head of Goldman. Goldman almost wanted to reach up and hit that, but she decided at the last second to let it go, and it is a service error. Point four, Layton. They trail 8-7 here in set three. Deidre Waite now returns the favor. She was a little off on her timing on that jump serve. She kind of took a couple of hops, and her timing was a little off and floated that one a little long. 9-7, Giltner. Hopple will serve. Left side will send it to the back row, dug out by Jenkins. They'll set it up for Harris, and Harris hits the top of the net. And once it was touched by Berner, it was four hits. The point will go to Giltner. They lead it 10-7. Jacqueline Hopple from the service line, left side. Sends it on the floater to the back row, dug there by Jenkins. They'll set it up for Harris, and Harris will drive it through the defense of Hendricks and Lyon. And Cassandra Harris gets the kill. It's 10-8. Harris will go back to the service line. Harris, who starts Layton's service rotation in there with the good serve. Lyon on the attack. It's blocked back by Waite. Kept alive by Most. Sent over on the free ball by Rhodes. Pushed across by Ernest. Sent back quickly by Hendricks. Bumped up now. It's Hendricks on the attack, and she'll get the kill off the front row touch of Caitlin Berner and Kelsey Waite. 11-8 the score. Check that. That was Ernest over there. So now Ummel will serve. She's been pretty tough on that service line so far. Set up in the middle, and a kill for Kelsey Waite. Ernest quickly got it to her, and Waite puts it down to get back within two. 11-9, Giltner leading Layton. Giltner up 2-0. Rhodes on the dig. The pass over to Hendricks, and Hendricks will slam it home off the touch of Kelsey Waite. 12-9, Giltner. Darby Hendricks will serve. I think I've called her Darcy a couple times. My apologies. The overpass by Rushman off the serve, and Danny Most slams it home. 13-9, Giltner up by four. Hendricks to the back row. It's an ace off the touch of Rushman. 14-9. Rushman's going to come out. Deidre Waite will check back in. Hendricks from the left side. The service again. It's a strong one. Just missed the eight. That was about 3 or 4 inches beyond the end line. The point will go to Layton on the miss on the service error. And it's 14-10. Kelsey Waite floats it across. They got by Danny Most. Poppel set it up for Most, and she'll slam it home. Danny Most, the leading attacker on this Giltner team, gets the kill there, and it's 15-10. Most will serve. Sarah from the right side to the back row. Dug there by Waite. They'll set it up for Burner. Burner slams it down. 15-11 the score. As Giltner is on top by four here in set number three, already up 2-1. Service, a good one by Jenkins. Punched up now. Rhodes on the attack. Hits the top of the net, I believe. Oh, they're going to call the touch off of Layton. And the point will go to Giltner. They're going to say Layton touched it. And I'm not sure that that was the case. I thought it hit the top of the net, but the officials there couldn't see it. They went to the line judge. The line judge said that, yes, there was a touch. And so the point will go to Giltner, and Danny Most with the service. Dug out by Jenkins. The attack by Deidre Waite. Dug out on the front row by Hopple. And the back row kill will go for Danny Most. Most gives Giltner now a 17-11 lead here in set number three. Giltner trying to close things out. It's an ace off the touch of Jenkins on the back row. Most gets the ace, and it's 18-11. Giltner 7 points away from getting the sweep and moving on here in the state tournament. Danny Most with a strong serve. Dug out by Waite, kept alive by Harris, sent over on the free ball by Jenkins. The overpass, the attack by Deidre Waite, dug out nicely by Giltner. On the attack, the dink will go for Burner off the left side as she puts it down. And the point will go to Layton, and that breaks a little bit of a run for Giltner. And Goldman will come back in to serve for the Lady Warriors. 18-12 to score. Whitney Goldman, the service, a nice one, dug out by Hendricks. The attack from the right side. Rose, she'll get it to go. Off the touch, it hit off one of the backboards and then fell right into the donut hole for the point. 19-12. And Augusta Rhodes will go to the service line after getting that kill. Service is a good one. It's an ace right in front of Goldman. She'll get the point, and it's 20-12. By the way, in set two in Class B, Grand Island Northwest beats Beatrice 25-22, so they're up 2-0 in Class B. Timeout taken here at Grand Island Central Catholic in D2. Giltner up 2-0, 20-12 here in set three. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 94.5, The Breeze.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze. The Breeze, 94.5.
Short timeout, so we are back to action. Rhodes with the service. The attack by Harris, now dunked across by Ernest. Dug out by Most, sent over by Lyon. Now on the dink, Ernest, set quickly back by Hendricks. Hendricks then out the return from Ernest. Could not punch it across. The point will go for Layton. 20-13. Giltner on top here in set number three. Lady Hornets lead it 2-0. The jump serve by Waite. The overpass is going to be slammed down by Kelsey Waite. Termost with the overpass on the return from the service of Deidre Waite. Kelsey Waite slams it home. It's 20-14. Deidre Waite, the jump serve, floats it too strong. Beyond the end line, the service error and the point for Giltner. 21-14, and the Lady Hornets 4 points away from closing out this match and moving on to tomorrow afternoon semifinals. Jacqueline Hoppe will serve. On the back row, dug out by Waite. Now on the right side, Harris will drive it through for the kill. Hendricks and Lyon were up there, but it was Cassandra Harris able to kill it and drive it through. She'll serve it, dug out by Hendricks. They'll set it up for Darby Hendricks, and she'll take it down for the point. 22-15. Giltner up by 7 here in set 3. Looking for the sweep. Winner of this plays at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Grand Island High. Burner on the return. And then it hits off Rushman. Hits one of the brackets on the basketball court. And that is a point for Giltner, 23-15. Lady Hornets about to close things out. We'll take a 30-second break and come back after this on 94.5 The Breeze.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
23-15, Giltner trying to close things out here in this opening round match of the Class D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament. They lead 2-0. Up 23-15, and Madison Ommel with the service. Dug out on the back row by Rushman. Free ball sent across by Jenkins. Diving save by Ommel to keep it alive. Hendricks on the attack. Blocked back, but it's out of bounds. And it is set and match point for the Lady Hornets of Giltner, 28-2 on the year. Looking to advance to the semifinals. Madison Ommel, 5'5 junior, to serve. To the back row. Kept alive there by Berner. Set up for Jenkins on the attack. She'll get it through for the kill. Off the touch of Danny Most and Shelby Hendricks. The point will go to Layton. It's 24-16, but again, set and match point for Giltner. Ernest to the back row. Dug by Rhodes. Hoppel sets it up for Danny Most. Floats it too strong just beyond the end line. So Layton stays alive, down 24-17. And again, it is the third set and match point. And that one is just beyond the end line for Katie Ernest. Just missed the back line. It is a service error, point Giltner. And the Lady Hornets advance to the state semifinals with a straight set victory over Layton, 25-15. 25-13, and here in the third set, 25-17. We'll come back and wrap things up from Grand Island Central Catholic High School. After this timeout, you're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audrea and the entire Giltner volleyball team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets! From Joyce Agronomics.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. It is all over here between Giltner and Layton as Giltner gets the sweep and advances to the state semifinals. Welcome to the Misco Sports postgame show here on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Misco Sports. We do want to congratulate the Giltner Lady Hornets as they advance to the state semifinals with this victory today, 25-15, 25-13, and 25-17. They never trailed in set one or set two, establishing 4-0 leads in both those sets, getting off to a quick start. They finished very strong in the first set, getting the last 5 points when it was 20-15 to wrap things up. And they also finished strong in the second set. Layton took their only lead in the third set. The biggest lead they ever had was 5-3 in the third set. And then just like that, a rip-off of about five in a row for Giltner. And they never trailed again in this match, winning it in straight sets to advance to tomorrow afternoon's 2 o'clock state semifinal. They will play the winner of the next match, which gets underway. And, oh, let's see, this was a pretty fast match, so it's going to be almost an hour, about 55 minutes from now, before we have the second match of the morning here in Class D2. And that will feature the number 6 seed, the Sterling Lady Jets, against the Lady Raiders of Meade. And the winner of that match will take on Giltner tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High School. We encourage, of course, all the Giltner fans to make it in person if they can. And if they can't, well, you can catch it here on The Breeze 94.5. Going to take a 90-second timeout. We'll pass along some other scores of matches going on around the city. After this timeout, you're listening to The Breeze 94.5. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
We love high school sports! Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. The Lady Hornets of Giltner advancing to the state semifinals in Class B2, the very first team of all 48 teams here in Grand Island this weekend that has advanced to the next round as they sweep Layton by scores of 25-15, 25-13, and 25-17. It was a strong showing for the Lady Hornets. They played good defense. They were strong on the offensive end. But the key portion for the Lady Hornets today, they served very well. There was very few service errors, so they put the ball in play, forced Layton to have to come up with an offense, and really put them on their heels with some really nice serves as well. So I would have to say that the service, the strength of the game here today for Giltner, but a good all-around match for the Lady Hornets as they advance. Again, they'll play tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock against the winner of the 11 o'clock game coming up between the number 6 seed, the Sterling Lady Jets, 25-7 on the season, and the number 3 seed, Meade, 26-5 on the year. And one of the losses that the Lady Raiders had was to Giltner in straight sets in the best 2-out-of-3 match earlier this season. So Giltner has already seen Meade this year, the higher of the two-seeded teams. They have not played Sterling, so they could see a rematch of a match that they won in straight sets earlier this season. That'll be tomorrow afternoon at 2, and you can catch it here on the Breeze 94.5. Now, the other side of the bracket, that's going to be played tonight over at Grand Island Northwest. Top seed Bertrand, 31-0, will take on the Lady Wildcats of Wallace, 16-7. That's a match you can hear on Platte River radio station, Classic Hits 98.9. That starts at 6:30 over at Grand Island Northwest. And also at Northwest tonight at 8:30, the number 4 and 5 seeded teams, Fall City Sacred Heart at 26-5, the number 4 seed, and 24-6 Stewart, the number 5 seed. The other matches that are going to be played here at Grand Island Central Catholic this afternoon starting at 2, it'll be Class D1. They'll have St. Mary's against Cross County. 4 o'clock, Friend and Chambers Wheeler Central. Then the evening matches here at CC, or GICC, I should say, we'll have Bruning Davenport Shickley taking on Brady at 6:30. And at 8:30 tonight, Howells Dodge and Axtell. That's a match that you'll be able to hear on the Breeze 94.5. Mark Baldwin will be on hand for that one later on tonight here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's pass along some scores that we do have from the 9 o'clock games here this morning. Hastings St. Cecilia, after losing the first set to Lutheran High Northeast 26-24, bounced back for a 25-20 win in set number 2, so that match even at 1 apiece. They are currently in the third set. Mark Baldwin has that call for you over on 1230 AM KHAS. You can hear that match over there at 1230 AM KHAS. St. Cecilia taking on Lutheran High Northeast. That is in Class C2 over at Grand Island Northwest. At Grand Island High School on Classic Hits 98.9, Doug Duda on hand for Grand Island Northwest and Beatrice. The Lady Vikings, not only the number one seed in Class B, they are the number one ranked team in Class B and the number one ranked team in the state of Nebraska. According to the Omaha World Herald, they have defeated Beatrice in the first two sets, 25-17. Got a pretty good game out of Beatrice in the second one, 25-22. They are currently in the third set there. Class B doing things a little different this year. They had a super state where they paired up the entire state based on their points through the season. And so they've got 8 very, very good teams down here this year in Class B. Diane Ruse last night was quoted as saying this is going to be an extremely tough Class B field. And then in Class A, did not catch a score on the third set, but top-seeded Millard West was leading Grand Island 25-10 and 25-16. They won those first two sets, 25-10, 25-16, so they were leading 2 sets to none down at the Heartland Event Center. The 11 o'clock game's coming up here in Class B, or in Class D2, excuse me. It'll be Sterling against Meade at Grand Island Central Catholic at Class C2. At 11 o'clock at Grand Island Northwest, it'll be the number 6 seed Palmyra taking on the 3rd seed Crofton. In Class B at the Grand Island Senior High, the 11 o'clock contest features the 3rd seed Waverly taking on the number 6 seed Norris. And then in Class A at the Heartland Events Center at 11 o'clock this morning, the number 4 seed Millard North will take on the number 5 seed Papillion La Vista. So those are the matches that are going to be coming up. Well, that's going to wrap things up here from Grand Island Central Catholic and for the Misco Sports postgame show. Your final score here in this D2 opening round match, Giltner over Layton, 25-15, 25-13, 25-17. They advance to the state semifinals. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, they will take on either Meade or Sterling, and you can hear that match here on the Breeze 94.5. For studio engineer Brad Beam, I'm Larry Kattner at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Thanks for listening to the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze 94.5.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze 94.5.